You're tuned in to the Grace Curley Show podcast. Listen to Grace live daily before Howie's show. For station and time, go to gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I just saw this on Twitter, and I wanted to let you guys know. Joe Biden now says Americans should wear masks until everyone is vaccinated. The goalpost is no longer in sight. The goalpost is in some faraway land with unicorns.
How about no?
How about no? 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and now it's going to be 2 million years until we can do anything in this country. But I don't want to talk too much about that because I do want to discuss what is happening at the border. But before we even get into that, let me say, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm wearing my Triple O's sweatshirt right now, and I'm feeling very festive, and I hope everyone is having a lovely day full of potatoes and pints and everything in between. So we have a very, very interesting situation happening with Joe Biden. He has not had a press conference yet, a solo press conference. And he is doing, as one of my callers pointed out, an interview with George Stephanopoulos. Now, he's interviewed with George before. They did a town hall a few months before the election. It was incredibly painful. In fact, I do believe Biden looked up at the audience and did his old standby joke, which is when he sees someone standing high up, he said, "Don't jump." That's how I remember.
Don't jump. We need you.
That is how I remember that terrible town hall. But he's back for more. And they're talking a lot about things that never happened, like Joe Biden saying he looked at Putin and told him he doesn't think he has a soul, which that's not even worth really our time because that's probably just something Joe made up in his mind. What I do want to talk about, though, is his flip-flopping on the border. Now, Jen Psaki, for a long time, said there was no problem at the border. Or more specifically, she said she didn't feel the need to put labels on this. And yesterday, or maybe the day before, she said we have a big problem at the border. And I just want to say, baby steps. She acknowledged there's a problem. That is the first step in recovery, is acknowledging there's an issue. Now, of course, the issue was not their issue. It is that they inherited a broken system from Donald Trump. But listen to how Joe is in denial that maybe, just maybe, his soft, welcoming rhetoric has created a mixed message towards the illegal aliens, who, by the way, a group of them came with shirts on that said, "Please let us in, Joe Biden," or something like that. So it's clear whatever message he's getting across, it's getting there. It's just not the right one. Joe is saying that he does not want illegal aliens to come. Let's play this cut. This is from the interview that will air tonight. Cut one.
A lot of the migrants coming in saying they're coming in because you promised to make things better. It seems to be getting worse by the day. Was it a mistake not to anticipate this surge?
Well, first of all, there was a surge the last 2 years in 19 and 20. There was a surge as well.
This one might be worse.
No, well, it could be. But here's the deal. We're sending back people to, first of all, the idea that Joe Biden said come, because I heard the other day that they're coming because they know I'm a nice guy and I won't do
they're
what
saying
Trump did.
This.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They're not.
Do you have to say quite clearly, don't come?
Yes, I can say quite clearly, don't come. And what we're in the process of getting set up, don't leave your town or city or community.
He thinks it's ridiculous that people are claiming that illegal aliens are surging the border because he's a nice guy. Now, I'm going to play you a flashback from one of the debates. listen to this unbelievable cut of Joe Biden. No, it's not from 1965. Most of his old cuts are from way back. This is from 2019. This is cut five.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
We immediately surge to the border. Is that what he said? Jared, I got to hear the beginning of that one more time. I'm sorry. It's just
changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
And now they're following what you said. They're taking your word as a Biden and they're surging. And it's kind of amazing because even people like Yamiche Alcindor, I believe she's from PBS, even reporters like Caitlin Collins are all saying, this is a crisis. What are you guys going to do about it? And when you see the numbers of kids at the border, unaccompanied minors, it's amazing. CBS News has learned that there are over 13,000 unaccompanied minors in U.S. custody. And now Biden's saying this idea that Joe Biden said, come, I heard the other day that migrants are coming because they know I'm a nice guy. Well, they know you're a patsy. They know that. They know you're a sucker. Why else would they put your name on their T-shirt? That's one thing about Trump. You can say what you want. I don't remember any illegal aliens showing up to the border with Trump let us in T-shirts. I don't think they were a big fan of Donald Trump's. And so, you know, Trump did talk about this with Maria last night. And he had some things to say about what's happening at the border. Let's play cut nine.
My policies were working better than they've ever seen on the southern border. The wall is almost complete. We just had to fix complete little sections that had to be together. We needed them in order to get the trucks back and forth from side to side. But they've chosen to stop right in the middle. They could have it finished in a month, and it would be just magnificent. It already is magnificent what it's done in the areas.
And so we're getting more information from President Trump than we are from Joe Biden. He's not going near reporters. And then Kamala Harris dodged a question about the migrant crisis on the southern border yesterday as she traveled to Colorado to promote the $1.9 trillion coronavirus spending package. She's, you know, doing the road trip, whatever, you know, cross-country COVID fun. And a reporter asked Harris if she was concerned about the children detained on the southern border. And she replied, I haven't been briefed on anything today about it, but I will when I get on the plane. And then she left. And they asked Joe Biden if he had any plans to travel to the southern border. I think that question in itself is a bit of a stretch. I mean, you had to know the answer. The guy hasn't traveled beyond Delaware yet. I mean, he went to Texas like 2 weeks after the natural disaster. So I don't think he's packing up his bags to go down to the southern border. But listen to what Joe Biden had to say. This is cut four.
Do you have any plans to travel to the southern border, sir?
Not at the moment.
Can you, I know I say this a lot, but if this were Trump, the outrage would be insane. I mean, I know that it's not kids in cages anymore. I know it's unaccompanied children in migrant overflow facilities. But by all accounts, the status of these facilities, the conditions, I should say, are not great. They're, I think, probably as bad as when Trump was president. And yeah, do I give some credit to reporters who are kind of pressing Psaki on this? Of course. But there's a difference between asking, oh, so do you want to call this a crisis yet? And what was happening 2 years ago when they were heckling Sarah Huckabee Sanders at restaurants and accosting people in the street for this inhumane treatment of kids in cages. It's the discrepancies here are insane. And I just I can't believe that Joe Biden is really trying to pretend that he has no idea why they're surging. They're only following your directions, Mr. President. And I actually have a really good piece here from Betsy McCaughey from the New York Post. And she kind of talks about how all of these people, all these young kids coming over from other countries, a lot of them are actually they're young men between the ages of 15 and 17. They're older than, you know, the pictures you constantly see. But they're going to put such a tremendous stress on our already struggling education system. And it made me think of this story where I was talking to a cousin of mine, and she works in a public school in Massachusetts, and she's got a classroom, and she said there are a few kids. So there are two African-American children who are very, very, very bright, and she'd like to spend more time helping them because they need a little extra help in certain subjects. But she said she barely has any time to give extra help to anyone because she has three kids who don't speak English. And she has to spend all of her time almost trying to help these kids who don't speak the language. And in this story in the New York Post, it basically breaks down how expensive it is to run basically two different school systems, one for kids who speak English and one for kids who don't. And there's a common theme in all of Biden's policies. If you're a parent, you probably have noticed it by this point. It's that the American children are coming last in all of these policies. They do not care about the kids. Bill from Lowell will take your call before we go to the break. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Grace. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Bill?
Not bad. I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening for a while.
Oh, awesome.
And now that I'm retired, I'm going to listen a lot more.
Perfect.
But I'd like to pose a question. With all of these illegals coming over the border and being bussed all over the country, what is the possibility that they're going to be going to mostly red states so that shortly Biden can shut them down?
Yeah, no, I don't think that is, you know, a stretch at all. I think that, and I was talking to a guest yesterday, and I have so many guests that I'm kind of blanking on who it was, but they said that is part of, or maybe it was Derek Hunter the other day. He said that's okay for Democrats. They don't really care if, you know, an American citizen has to suffer because of illegal immigration or anything like that. It really is all about turning the states blue, gaining control, keeping control, and then keeping control away from Republicans. I don't think that's a stretch at all. And I think it's a big cause for concern. Actually, in the 1:30, I have Emerald Robinson from Newsmax, and she does a lot of different stuff about election integrity. And that's a question I'm going to ask her. But I appreciate the call. Please call back 844-500-4242. Guys, before you know it, allergy season comes around. And if you struggle with that season, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. You know who I'm going to throw to on this. Somebody in this office has terrible allergies, and his name is Jared Diglio.
That I do. And Dustin Dander has been very high for, I swear, it's been the entire year. But with the wind kicking up lately, the giant winds we've had, Dustin Dander is high. The thunderstorm really helps to clean the air so that those allergens just aren't there. You can breathe. You're in your house. You know you're not going to just be sitting there. You got one nostril always stuffed up and trying to... It really does make a difference if you have allergies. It's been great for me.
And a lot of people have written in and said, you know, their son has allergies. I have one person here who wrote, I bought the Thunderstorm air purifier for my son who has allergies. Since installing it in his room, he has had a lot less problems and said the air smells cleaner. And if you guys want to try this, it's at its lowest sale price right now. With code word GRACE, you will save an additional $10 and get free shipping. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light, you can hold it in your hand. You can plug it right into the wall, and it's not one of those bulky ones that costs $600. It's inexpensive, and it works. Whether it's the damp smell lingering in your basement, tobacco odors, stinky cats, or kitchen smells, go to EdenPure.com, put in code word GRACE to save $10 off their lowest sale price. To order today before allergy season really kicks in, which will be soon, go to EdenPierre.com and put in code word GRACE. That's EdenPierre.com, code word GRACE. I see you guys on the lines. We'll be back with more of your calls. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Is that Irish? No, it's not. You know what the saddest part is, Jared? I was in a play in college where I played an Irish woman, and that's the best I can do.
That's still better than Affleck and Damon trying to do Boston accents when they're actually from Boston and they don't have to do accents.
Yeah. That's something actually my dad points out a lot about those Boston movies, is that all the people who are from Boston are the ones who overdo it. Mark Wahlberg, you know. Leonardo DiCaprio in The Departed, he does a good Boston accent because he doesn't try so hard. That's a good movie to watch in a day like today, too. A lot of bagpipes involved. I have to read you guys this really quick. Biden launches Help Is Here tour with 3-minute Pennsylvania stop and almost no talk of stimulus bill. So I'm just going to read this description. It really gave me a chuckle today. Biden spoke for about 3 minutes with the owners of Smith Flooring Inc. in Chester, Pennsylvania, before reporters were escorted out. You guys know what that is. That's when people go, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please keep moving. Peter Ducey, get out. Thank you, bye. So reporters were escorted out. With almost no mention of his first major legislative achievement as president. Now, this is the quote they use from Biden. More help is on the way, for real. Do you have questions for me at all? Biden asked. It went unsaid that Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware is roughly a half hour drive from the business and that he would spend the night there in his fourth overnight trip home since taking office January 20th. He goes back and forth from his home there to the White House, and that's like the big trip of the day.
That's wasting taxpayer money, like Trump flying to Mar-a-Lago back and forth. Why do my taxes have to pay for the president's trip home?
Just
a question. What was the name of
it? He just wants to go for a ride, Jared. You know, he just wants to get out there.
Exactly. You know, he just wants to get away from the tapioca for a day. What was the name of the place where he was?
Smith Flooring, Inc. Why, okay. You know it?
I don't know it, but again, and this is nothing against Smith Flooring, Inc., remember when they had the press conference in front of the lawn care place in Pennsylvania or whatever? I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they're going to a lawn care place to do this thing for Trump. The guy's at a flooring store. And again, nothing against the flooring store, but let's just keep our standards the same here.
But he always says, like, do you guys have any questions? And then they ask him a question, and he runs back away from them. He's like, that's it, no more questions. This doesn't make any sense. Today's poll question is brought to you by JJ Manning Auctioneers. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, JJ Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com or call them today at 800-521-0111. I'm going to say that number one more time. 800-521-0111. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which corned beef do you prefer? Red, gray, or neither? It's gross.
I'm going to say red. I don't eat it a lot, but when I look at it, the red appears to be more appealing to the eye.
Red is in the lead at 56%.
Nice. Okay.
38% say neither. It's gross.
All righty. Yeah, I get that. I do. When we get back on the other side, guys, I will be speaking to Emerald Robinson. Let's take a call really quick here, though, before we go. Randy, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Quickly, Randy, go ahead.
Hi, okay. My question is, why is Chuck Schumer the majority leader when there are 50 elected Republicans, 48 elected Democrats, and 2 elected independents? Are the independents considered trans Democrats?
Well, I mean, the independents, yeah, I'm going to say that's a big yes. It's always going to come down to 50-50 most of the time. I mean, the only people that might change it is someone like Joe Manchin, who's, you know, only there when you don't need him. And Kamala's always going to break the tie. I think Chuck Schumer should be very concerned, though, about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the progressives, because I don't think they're too fond of him. We'll be back on the other side with our guest. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm really excited about my next guest because there's so many strong conservative women out there right now in media, and they don't tend to get as much attention on CNN or NBC or, you know, on Twitter or anything like that, but they're doing incredible things. And my next guest, you guys probably know her from Newsmax, or maybe from Twitter, at Emerald Robinson is where you can follow her. Emerald, thank you so much for joining the Grace Curley Show.
Thanks, Grace. I'm so happy to be with you, and congrats on the show. I hadn't had a chance to tell you that.
Thank you so much. So, Emerald, my first question for you has to do with the situation at the border. There's been a lot of semantics involving if it's a crisis, if it's a problem. And now the Biden administration seems to have admitted that, yes, there is a huge problem, but now they're shifting the blame to that they inherited this mess.
Well, yeah, they tried a few messaging tactics. In fact, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, he's the DHS secretary, is on the Hill today, and he continued to refuse to call it a crisis. So he said there is 173% increase in migrant encounters at the border, against semantics. They've tried a few tactics. Now they're saying, well, look, we've seen surges in the past. That's what you heard President Biden say in that ABC interview with George Stephanopoulos. But at the same time, at DHS, they're admitting that they're on track for a 20-year high. So I think that people are seeing these numbers, they're seeing these statistics, they're hearing them, and though the administration wants to downplay it with semantics, most Americans understand that this is a crisis, and there's no calling it tomato-tomato. There's no getting around it.
Emerald, I've been noticing a little bit, and I'm curious if you've been seeing this, that some of the players in the White House press briefings do seem to be getting increasingly frustrated, not just with the fact that Joe Biden isn't holding a solo press conference, but that Jen Psaki seems to come out every day and tell them that, oh, no, we are a very transparent administration. Joe Biden does 40 Q&As back and forth. Are you feeling this frustration? Like, I know it's not the same level as when Trump was there, but they do seem to be growing tired of this.
Well, and you know what? There was so much transparency under the Trump administration. There were lots of officials available. And as I'm sure you know, the Trump White House leaked like a sieve. There's nothing like that in this Biden administration. And it doesn't matter how many times she says it's transparent. You can say a thing and it's just not true. And my colleagues in the White House press corps, though they helped put Biden there, though they have been almost donations in kind to his campaign in 2020, they're extremely frustrated because they're not getting what they thought they were going to get. And even those daily press briefings that they said they wanted, what kind of substance do you actually see come out of them, Grace? We don't get really any answers. We get a lot of circular talk, a lot of circle backs, but we never get circled back to. And look, part of this, a lot of people are blaming Jen Psaki. I'll tell you, Grace, she's not getting press briefing or briefings herself that most press secretaries would get. She's not even privy to a lot of information. She doesn't have access to the president in the way that most press secretaries would. They're trying to cite this as COVID concern. So she's sort of put in a position, but she doesn't help herself by being snarky or snippy with the press when she's not giving answers. And they're really frustrated. And you also have to look, too. I mean, a lot of the press are narcissistic, and they're not getting those opportunities to have presidential press conferences or get big questions asked and get their time in the limelight. And you're seeing them sort of turn on this administration because of that. They said they're going to have a presidential press conference, a formal one, on March 25th. They announced it 9 days in advance. And most press secretaries don't do that because you're not going to back yourself into a corner. You don't know what the news cycle is going to be that day. So I'm assuming that since they announced it so far in advance, it's probably going to be very stage managed and very scripted. And not the way that a presidential press conference would normally go in the way of freedom of the press.
I would totally agree with you there. I'm speaking with Emerald Robinson from Newsmax. She's a White House correspondent. I agree with you about Jen Psaki, and I don't fully blame her, but I do notice there does seem to be a lot of gaslighting when she's asked questions. But Emerald, I want to ask you something else, because you wrote recently that if you told people, you said, if you're still listening to experts who told you 2 weeks to slow the spread a year ago today, it's time to wise up. You put that on your Twitter. And I'm starting to think, I agree with you, but as someone in the media, are you concerned with how much play someone like Dr. Fauci continues to get on a daily basis?
Absolutely. He's completely disqualified himself. And if you were an objective journalist who really looked at the data that you have available to you, you look at the facts and you look at what this man says and how he changes what he says from moment to moment. I've seen days when he's went on two different networks and said completely contradictory things. This man is in love with the media. He's in love with the attention. And he has given a lot of wrong information that most objective journalists would point out. And he should point blank be asked about the lack of data oftentimes when he's putting out recommendations to the American people on television, or just contradictory statements that he makes. And he's not. But I do sense that a large portion, I mean, sometimes people just watch certain networks and they still think Dr. Fauci is an expert, but a lot of people really are wising up to it, even people who maybe not would identify themselves as conservative or Republican, and maybe in the beginning thought he was a strong voice, a knowledgeable voice on the topic. They're now questioning his motives.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I think people are fed up. And like you said, it's one thing to have a bad take. And, you know, it's a pandemic. No one expects everyone to get everything right. But to have a bad take almost daily and then to keep making hot takes, it takes a certain level of arrogance. Emerald, I do want to ask you a little bit here about election integrity. I know you write about it a lot. I know you talk about it a lot. And it's something I get from my listeners almost every day. People say, you know, they get really disheartened and they lose hope because they don't have confidence in our elections. They feel like now that the Democrats are in control, nothing's ever going to change. What can you tell people about the future of our elections?
Look, that is the number one biggest concern that I also hear from our viewers. And I'm not sure those in Washington really understand how concerned the American public is about it. I'll tell you right now, I'm leaving a luncheon with some members of Congress, and it's something I talk with them about, and I still don't think they get it. There is Democrats who are pushing this H.R. 1. I think it's unlikely that it could make it through Congress. Republican senators will definitely put a block on it. But there's still the concerns on the ground that we saw in 2020. I think that for listeners, if they're concerned about it, you got to do something about it. And, you know, I'm a journalist, so I don't necessarily want to act like an activist, but I do hear from people across the country who are getting involved. They're now thinking, well, I've just been a voter, but I'm going to try to get involved in my local elections. I'm going to try to work the elections. I'm going to engage with the state legislature to let them know how I feel and that I was not happy with what I saw, the law changes. And we're actually seeing now court cases that are, like in Michigan, a Michigan judge said that it was unlawful for the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, to change the deadline, to change the mail-in voting rules. That wasn't her place to do that. So we are seeing some things on the ground, but I think it does take an outcry from the public to let their state lawmakers know, their state officials know that they're not happy and they want to have true election integrity. But here's the thing too, Grace. There's lots of groups starting up that are not necessarily associated with the you know, Republican Party or the Democrat Party, but, you know, looking to, and some of them are nonpartisan. They're more independent, and they were concerned about what they saw in the 2020 election, and they're a lot of galvanizing grassroots efforts on the ground related to that.
Yeah, that is very good to know, and I'll try to keep people informed about those grassroots organizations. Emerald, I have one more question for you, and I know you said that the Trump administration had a lot more leaks in it, and there was a lot more insider information, even if some of it was probably fake news. But I do have to ask, as someone who's around a lot of these politicians, do you get any inside scoop on what is really happening in the White House? And the reason I ask this is because we don't see a lot of Joe Biden. And then on the flip side, which I find kind of amazing, we don't see a lot of the vice president either. She came out yesterday, was asked a question about the border, and basically ran away from the press, said she had not been briefed. So if you had to say what's really happening inside that White House and who's really, you know, making the calls here?
Susan Rice, former national security advisor under Obama, current director of the Domestic Policy Council, and essentially, this is Obama's third term.
Wow.
And Kamala Harris is very much who Obama wanted in the White House, but she couldn't get the support. She could not get voted in. And no, there was no way you could get her to the White House that was believable in the role of the presidency.
And Emerald, I think Rick Grenell actually said that a few months ago, that Susan Rice was going she was going to be the one who was making a lot of these big decisions. I mean, it's just very clear when you see Joe Biden that he's not making any of these decisions.
Mm-hmm. It's very clear. And he's very insulated. He's very protected. And it is almost as if when you're there and you're here in D.C., it's almost as if the direct staff around him, like Jen Psaki, aren't even privy to what is really going on.
Yeah.
It's almost as if they're outside of it. And a lot of that is being ran out of the executive office building where Susan Rice is.
Emerald Robinson, thank you so much for that inside scoop. I love it. And Emerald, we hope to have you on again soon. People can follow Emerald
Absolutely.
On Twitter. Emerald, what's your handle in case people want to follow you?
It's at Emerald Robinson.
Perfect. And make sure you watch her on Newsmax. Thank you so much for joining the Grace Curley Show. We hope to have you on again soon. I totally agree with Emerald. I don't think it's Joe Biden running the show, but I don't think people have to worry about Kamala Harris having much say either, because she's not even getting briefed on things. Has anyone told her about Syria yet, the airstrike? She didn't know about that after it happened. So who knows? Guys, who says there is no such thing as a free lunch? Not me. Because with my friends at Aviva Trattoria, we'll be giving away a free lunch every other Friday here at the studio. I love Aviva Trattoria. I put up the picture last week on Twitter. All of these people started texting me, where can I get this food? Where are they located? I'm going to give you the four locations right now. Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford. They're available for takeout. I would recommend the arancini balls. The salads are all delicious. Jared is a huge fan of the pizza.
I love their pizza. They have such variety, and they have a classic cheese pizza, or they have a margarita pizza if you want. They brought in one that was sort of mozzarella and pepperoni. So they have your standard run-of-the-mill great pizzas, but the farmhouse pizza is so good. The shrimp scampi pizza was a revelation. I mean, it changed my life.
Yeah, Jared was really having a moment that day. He could not get over that pizza. And they have tons of great dishes, whether it's seafood or homemade pasta, whatever you want, they have you covered. And you'll be able to enjoy a delicious meal if you sign up at gracecurlyshow.com. Go to gracecurlyshow.com. The email pop-up will pop down. You enter your name to win, and you could be the winner of the Aviva Trattoria free lunch. And what happens is Anthony and Marcy come in. They are the absolute nicest people in the world. And they bring us this incredible spread. And last time they brought cannolis with mini chocolate chips, which I really, really enjoyed. They have tons of great specials. So make sure you check out their website. Takeout is available too. To enter to win the Aviva VIP lunch, go to gracecurlyshow.com. That's gracecurlyshow.com. Also, get the homemade chips because they're drizzled in like truffle oil and they are the most addicting chip you will ever have in your life. All right, guys, we'll take your calls on the other side. I do want to talk about the border a little bit. I want to go through some more of these Trump cuts. And I want to know, you're in the press room. You get a question for Joe Biden on, I think it's going to be day 64 of his presidency. He's at the podium. He goes off script. He decides that he's not going to just call on people based off a list. It's not just going to be ABC Mary or whoever they wrote down for him. And he goes off grid and he looks out into the audience and you're there. And he goes, God love you, kid, and picks you. What are you going to ask him? What is your question for Joe? 844-500-4242. We will be back on this wonderful, happy St. Patrick's Day. And we have so much more show for you. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter
at @G_Curly.
I love this music. We might have to listen to this every day. Do you know, Jared? Do you know that I actually came in second place in an Irish step dancing contest at the wee age of 11 years old?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was the most athletic thing I ever did in my life. Second place at a tiny competition.
That's very impressive. There's a lot that goes into that.
My parents were so proud of me. By the way, guys, someone called up and was asking about the two independents, which there are two independents, but they caucus with the Democrats, so it's still 50-50. And then obviously Kamala Harris, the VP, always breaks the tie. I just want to clarify that in case anyone was curious. And then it also, when it comes to the Senate, usually nowadays it's pretty much all one side, all the other. There doesn't seem to be a lot of bipartisan support for things. But occasionally you do get defectors who go with the other side a little bit. David, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, David.
Grace, if I was a reporter at the Biden press conference, I would ask him this question. Mr. President, what did you mean when you said on tape, on video, that we have the most comprehensive voter fraud organization in history?
Get him out of here. That's what they would say. Oh, no, David, they're going to escort you out of the room pretty damn quick. That's a great question. And I'm sure Joe would not have an answer for you. But if you want, you can go to, I think it's Politico or Snopes or one of those sites. And they will actually explain to you, David, while even though Joe did say those words, technically, that's not what he meant inside his brain. And they'll explain to you what he actually meant.
Look, fat, I never said that.
Come on, man.
You're a liar.
Come on, man. Don't be a one-horse pony. Don't jump. We need you. Yeah, so that's my question for everybody is basically, what would you ask Joe Biden? And we can do this in the next hour, too, because he has put a presser on the books March 25th. And I cannot lie to you guys, as much as it pains me that Joe Biden is the president, it is going to be something to watch to see him up there. I don't know how they're going to keep up this act of Weekend at Bernie's, basically, if he's up there, you know, freewheeling it. I wonder if he's going to say, like, if he's going to have Jen next to him and say, Jen, who do you want me to take next? Or Nance, do you have anyone you want me to, you know, call on? Whatever you want me to do, Nance.
The president can't have live press conferences. It's a terrible strain on the marionette operators.
Exactly. Giggs, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Giggs. What's going on?
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm declaring March Irish History Month.
Oh, I like it a lot.
Yeah. Grace, I just wanted to say, you played a tape of that Nancy Pelosi. She sounds like she's been drinking her martinis. Dirty.
Did I play a tape for today? I don't.
Probably on the loop here.
Oh, yeah, on the loop. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi always sounds a little bit thrown off. And the thing about Nancy Pelosi that does not help is that, one, of course, she's very old, which is fine. You know, I'm not being ageist, but she gets very angry. Her and Joe Biden have the thinnest skin. For people who have been in this game for decades, forever they've been doing this, you think they'd be a little bit more ready for criticism. You know, politics is, it ain't beanbag, as they say. And they cannot take a punch. They have glass jaws through and through. It's actually pretty amazing. Guys, when we get back on the other side, we'll take more of your calls. I have a little bit more sound to go through of President Trump. And then I also just want to talk about some of these statistics that are coming out about people who put off scans, like cancer screenings and things like that, and because of COVID and the effects that that's going to have in the long term. 844-500-4242. Keep calling in on this beautiful St. Patrick's Day. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.